Welcome to the Attractions Podcast. You are all clear for dispatch. Have fun.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 50 of the Attractions Podcast. I'm Brittany.
I'm Seth.
And we're here to give you the rundown of the latest and greatest theme park news and more, and along with what's going on in our lives in general. So, Seth, what'd you do this week?
I had an amazing week. For the first time since the pandemic started, my wife and I left Orlando.
Wow.
we took a drive to our favorite place in the world, Siesta Key, which is on the west coast of Florida. And it's been rated many times the number one beach in the whole country. I think it's the best beach in the world.
Wow.
And we just had a few days with a little cottage on the beach and some outdoor dining and socially distanced strolling along the shoreline, and got to read some books and recharge. It was really great.
Yeah, you got to put your phone away, right? We talked about that last week.
But before that, I had the opportunity to go to Epcot with our editor, Matt, and got to check out some food and merchandise from the Food and Wine Festival that's going on, which was amazing. People can check that out on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
But the coolest part about that, which you won't see on our YouTube channel, was the ability to drive backstage. And I've been backstage at theme parks before, but I've never been able to drive all the way around Epcot from behind Test Track all the way past Mexico, all of World Showcase, even driving underneath the International Gateway Canal. And that was pretty
That's
neat.
Awesome.
No photography allowed, obviously, but I wanted so badly.
That's so cool. What was your favorite food thing that you tried?
I'm really in love with a lot of the vegan stuff that they've brought on this year. And there is a vegan mac and cheese with vegan sausage. And if someone didn't tell you it was plant-based, you would never know. It was
That's
amazing.
What I like to hear. I eat vegan vegetarian, so that makes me feel good. Yeah. That sounds great. Yeah,
but a lot of good food. There is definitely way more than we could finish.
Did you try that cool? It was like the dry ice popsicle cake
thing? Yes. Yes. We've got some video of one of those being made. I had mine coated in Twix, and it was a really neat experience. It was a little rich to be eating at 10 in the morning.
Breakfast.
Exactly. But yes, it was definitely a cool experience.
That's awesome. Well, I did not get to go anywhere this week, but we are getting kind of stir crazy talking about maybe going and getting an Airbnb somewhere just to get out. But I did get to watch a screener of Mulan this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. I can't share a ton of thoughts. I really liked it. I will say the live action Disney remakes have been less than what I would want if they were going to bother to do them at all. But this one feels really mature in a way, and it is faithful to the material without being overtly cheesy. Like, there's still some cheese in there, but it feels like they tried to make the story kind of grow up with the audience who was, you know, kids when the original came out. Like, I had a Mulan birthday party when I was like 8. So this was like my childhood right there, but it was so good.
Did you have chicken McNuggets with Szechuan sauce?
I don't remember that ever happening when the whole Szechuan thing came back because of Rick and Morty. I was like, I don't remember this, but.
Well, you've made me excited to see the movie. I've seen all the live action. I watched Aladdin on a plane and I thought that was fine. But I wanted to kind of see Mulan on a giant screen because just from the cinematography alone, it looks like something epic. But I guess we'll be able to pay $30 if we already subscribe to Disney Plus and see that soon. And I hear that it will go free on Disney Plus just a few months after that, right?
I think in December is when people are saying. I mean, I watched it on my laptop. So I also would have really loved to have seen it on a big screen, but I think they really got a director this time around that's got some style that isn't too indulgent, I guess I would say. The cinematography is beautiful. The costumes are absolutely gorgeous. And the lead, Yu Lifei, I'm not sure how you say her name. She's fantastic. She's so good. And the stunts are crazy. I want a live-action Mulan stunt show to come to the parks because it was that awesome.
Maybe it can replace the Pocahontas portion of Fantasmic.
Yeah, that's a little too long. I don't know. That's been there too long. We need a change. But other than that, the only other thing I did this week was today I went to Target to try to get some Galaxy's Edge training post merchandise.
Were you successful?
Define successful. So I don't know about other experiences, but mine, we went there like 6 Targets in the Austin area. Not very many of them even got the merchandise at all. We looked at 2 of them. One we went to and they had, it was on like an end cap of a, of an aisle, and it had been mostly picked through, or they didn't have stuff at all. They didn't have the entirety of the merchandise. And then other stores just said that they were sold out of everything. Yeah. So
it was an authentic theme park experience.
A little too authentic for being honest.
If only you had lined up at 5 in the morning for it, right, that would be the real Galaxy's Edge experience.
Exactly. Well, we only ended up getting the Hondo Ohnaka Black Series figure. We wanted to get Hondo, Rex, and see if they had any of the plushies. Because they make the noises of the creature when you squeeze them. It's really cute. And they had some cool Oga's Cantina mugs as well.
Oh.
But
without the overpriced alcohol,
right? But they also don't look as nice. The quality, there's definitely a difference in quality there.
So it isn't just stuff that they're already selling in the parks,
right?
It's a different line of merchandise.
Yeah, there are some things that the parks have, like the Star Wars Myths and Legends and Star Wars Dark Legends, the 2 storybooks that came out just recently. There are exclusive covers for Target, and each book has 3 extra stories if you pick up the Target version. But the Galaxy's Edge in-park version has its own like in-world cover for it. And then there's the exclusive mugs. There's a Droid Depot droid, which my store didn't have. And then the plushes, which are not the same as the plushes in the park.
So what you're saying is if you're a completist, you've got to both go to Target and go to the parks.
Yes, and go to Target and hope they actually have it. Because I was looking at Twitter, and it was kind of bleak, honestly. Like, people, collectors went out in droves this morning and must have bought up everything.
You should have joined the virtual line using the app.
See? Come on, Target. Well, at least you can buy quite a bit of it online, and it's not a temporary collection as far as I know, so you can just wait for them to restock, I guess. But it was an adventure, and lots of people on Twitter got really mad. It reminded me of the parks a lot. But other than that, that was my week.
Awesome.
Yeah, so let's get into the news.
Do it.
All right, first up, we've got a ton of SeaWorld news to get through with you this week.
Oh, yeah.
So much SeaWorld news. All right, first things first, SeaWorld San Diego is going to open, but as a zoo.
Ooh, plot twist.
Plot twist, they found a loophole because SeaWorld San Diego is accredited as a zoo, and zoos are allowed to be open in the state of California. SeaWorld San Diego opened this past weekend on Friday.
So this is kind of the definition of irony, that after years of investors feeling like the animals are a drain on SeaWorld, and you know, SeaWorld should get away from animals and just move into theme park, it's the zoo that's going to save them. It's the animals that lets them open right now.
Yeah. And so you can go visit the park, but there are no rides open. It's just the animal exhibits. Mm-hmm. And no other entertainment offerings, but they do have this cool thing called Zoo Days Bayside Barbecue and Brews. It's basically your average food festival, like Knott's Berry Farm is doing, where you can try all sorts of different barbecue and craft beers throughout the park and enjoy the animal exhibits while you're munching on food.
Food festivals seem to be the thing to do for Southern Californian theme parks right now. You know, Knott's has been really successful. It's almost surprising that we haven't seen anything like that come to Disneyland yet.
Yeah, well, there are some whispers of a late September opening right now. Yeah, here's hoping. I want all those cast members to get back to work because furlough sucks. But nothing is official yet. But if you are in the San Diego area, you can go to Zoo Days from August 28th, that's last Friday, through September 27th, Fridays through Sundays, plus Labor Day, if you need something to do. And in other SeaWorld news, SeaWorld San Antonio pretty much eliminated their off-season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're really seeing how the recovery from the pandemic, where it's happening, is happening in regional parks and local tourist attractions and things that depend on people not flying in a plane. So something like San Antonio, which is drawing from the local population, you know, they're optimistic enough to not go dark for what would be their slow season. So that's a positive sign for them for sure.
Yeah. Their off season once was the months of January and February. So now the park will be open on select days during those months, pretty much making the park year round.
Yep.
This is my, closest theme park, I think. I've been a couple of times. There's not a lot of rides, but it's really big. Mm-hmm. It feels very like wide open in comparison to Orlando.
And that's a heck of a deal that they were offering.
Yeah.
$80 for an annual pass.
You get free admission for the rest of this year, free admission to Aquatica, free general parking, and no blockout dates from now till the end of next year, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. So if you're in the San Antonio area, here's something to do as well. And now for SeaWorld Orlando, we're covering all of them. SeaWorld Orlando and Aquatica Orlando are now operating 7 days a week.
Yeah, it's exciting and it's really interesting because, you know, Universal has cut back hours for Volcano Bay. Disney and Universal have cut back hours for all their theme parks, but SeaWorld seems to be adding, which is great for them. I don't know how great it is necessarily for the employees, because I still hear a lot of employees that were furloughed or have not been called back or even been told that they're permanently furloughed.
Yeah.
But their events certainly seem to be drawing in a crowd.
They just expanded, the craft beer festival as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's all through the weekend from 3 to 10, now through September 20th. And the park is now open until 10 o'clock Friday through Sunday. So you can stay late after Disney and Universal have closed. So they're really trying to fill the gap there.
Yeah, absolutely. And SeaWorld has always relied more on locals than the bigger parks. So this kind of shows you how that is paying off for them now.
Yeah. So best of hope to all the parks in the area. In some Star Wars news, Star Wars Celebration, the biannual occasionally, it was going to be annual for a minute there.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be this past weekend. It was supposed to start last Thursday. I would have been there. It would have been great.
You had been waiting in the long line for all this merchandise.
I actually didn't even go to the Celebration store in Chicago like once. It was so messed up. But because the event got canceled, they have placed what would have been this year's merchandise on a web store with those who had tickets for this year getting first access, which is pretty cool. Now, there's a ton of stuff, like plushies, tiki mugs, if that's your thing.
That tiki mug of the collapsed, are we going to say it's an AT-AT or an AT-AT?
I say AT-AT.
I think the kids say AT-AT. Those of us who grew up with the original trilogy still call them AT-ATs. But, the giant tiki mug of him is pretty adorable. I don't know which is better, that or the stuffed Tauntaun.
And it has Luke inside of its belly. Yes. And you can pull it out. It's so cute. I probably would have bought that, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. And this Star Wars Celebration cockpit, sunshade, a tin lunchbox. A lunchbox.
I think I had a lunchbox that looked a lot like that one when I was a kid.
It's really cool. This Minoc plush that you can stick to things. I would have terrorized my parents with that as a child. Some cool apparel, like this BBA avocado shirt. I think last year's was a pizza. They do this every year. Some 40th anniversary merch for Empire Strikes Back, because that panel would have been killer. And then they've got some celebration merch that kind of advertises all the things. So we've got the 40th anniversary of Empire pin and t-shirt set, Rise of Skywalker pin and t-shirt set, and a Mando pin and t-shirt set. So that's pretty neat.
So you can remember the convention that almost was.
Yeah. I'm still sad about it a little bit, just because the panels would have been really cool. And this would have been an interesting year because there are no movies.
Right. So yeah. They'd have to come up with something to fill the time.
Yeah. Maybe they
would have officially released the holiday special.
Well, they're making a Lego holiday special this year.
I'm really excited for that.
I hope it is as weird and hilarious as the original. If Lumpy and Gormanda aren't in it, I'm going to be upset.
There better be a Lego B. Arthur in there.
Yes, please. Stir whip. This news came out of the Not Celebration info dump, because it all kind of Thursday and Friday, they just kind of unloaded on the internet with all the Star Wars news. Mm-hmm. And this I never expected, and I'm very hype about it. The Sims 4 is making a game pack that is Batu themed. It's literally a recreation of the entire land in The Sims. And it looks freaking awesome. I'm so excited.
I have never played a Sims game.
What?
But I'm fully aware of them. I've watched other people play them. It's just never been my thing. But I almost want to dive in just to get this expansion pack. The trailer looks hilarious.
I would show it to you guys, those of you watching the video version, if we would not get copyright strikes for it. But if you go to attractionsmagazine.com, I put the trailer at the bottom so you can check it out. But just going over it, Vibranti is in it. Stormtroopers, Kylo, Rey, Chewie, droids, aliens. Freaking aliens are in this land in the game. And you know what else is in there? The reputation thing that they said they were going to do and they cut. And it's in this game.
It sounds like this game does everything that I wanted the data pad to be doing in real life.
Right.
But hey, maybe some of that stuff will work its back way back into the theme park someday. It looks fantastic. And this isn't even my thing, but I'm ready to jump in.
Yeah. So in this game pack, you can, it's basically like the, there's like a camping game pack where you can travel to a campsite, but you don't live there. This seems to be formatted the same way, where you don't live on Batu, but you go on vacation there. Huh. And you can pick if you want to support the Resistance or the First Order, but your actions in the game actually affect the things and how people treat you. You can go to Ogas, you can go build a lightsaber, build a droid, you can do missions and all these kinds of things. And it looks so much fun. And it's only $20.
Wow.
I was surprised. I was like, what?
It also has the Galactic Star Cruiser hotel experience. That's an in-app purchase of $5,000 a night.
I would be afraid to see my Origin account after making that purchase. But if you've got the base game for The Sims, which goes on sale literally all the time, if you have a PC or Mac, pick this up. because if you can't go to Galaxy's Edge anytime soon, this is probably as close as you're going to get. And if you have been to Galaxy's Edge and you kind of wish that there was a little more from that experience, it sounds like they've been taking what they cut and putting it in this game that no one knew was coming. Yeah. So I'm really excited about it. I'm going to pick it up for sure. But that's it for me for news in the queue.
Yay.
Oh, wait, no. I'm just kidding. I got confused. Oh. Whoops. Sorry. Disneyland Paris is carrying on with the seasonal festivities this year and have announced their plans for the Disney's Halloween Festival, which comes back on September 26th and runs through November 1st. But obviously, some things have been changed. Mm-hmm. There will not be any character meet and greets, but they will have selfie spots. It's a new thing that they introduced maybe a month ago at the park, where they have characters up on elevated platforms or on stages, and you go 6 feet or more away from them and take a selfie-style photo on your own phone with those characters. So they'll do that with your classics, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, and the villains, which is cool. There's no parade. And nope. I believe there's no fireworks show, no stage shows or anything, but they do have snacks that are coming that sound delicious, and Main Street USA and Frontierland will be decorated.
Yes.
So that'll be nice.
And I also noticed that they are advertising that the Tower of Terror will be open,
yeah.
Which I don't think they're doing anything special for it, but I know there were some rumors flying around that that the Paris studios were maybe going to shut down certain days a week, but they're advertising that as being part of their Halloween celebrations. Yeah.
And if you've been paying attention to the Tower of Terror over there, they recently updated the story sections of that ride, which all sound really cool. I want to experience it. I think there's 3 different storylines that you can get while riding the ride. So if you're in that area, definitely do that and go ride Phantom Manor for me, because that's my dream.
I haven't gotten back over there since they refurbished it, and I can't wait to see it with the new updates.
I know. I've watched so many videos, and when they put out that little documentary, I was just like eating it up, because I love that ride, and I've never been on it. Well, we've got a new photo update for you. Oof. For the coaster that's definitely not being built over at Islands of Adventure. And some other critters have decided to make it home.
Yes, I believe these are raptors, WRAPTORS, because they were all wrapped up in some sort of protective white material.
Yeah, which I think the funniest part about this whole thing is that their arrival was definitely no secret to anyone in the park the day that they showed up.
Oh, no, they didn't do this under cover of darkness. This was a spectacle with cranes lowering them into the middle of this spaghetti bowl of track for this still unannounced roller coaster. But if you see where they seem to have ended up, you're going to be coming real close to these guys when you're on this ride.
Look at that space between the track and this guy right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one down here that you probably go past. It's so hard to tell what's track and what's not with this. It makes me go cross-eyed.
Yeah.
But they're both right here, and there's no telling if we're going to see more get wheeled through Toon Lagoon over here.
Yeah, and we don't specifically know if these are animatronic or I personally suspect that they are just kind of statues, static. But you're going to be going so fast. It's going to be kind of the Disco Yeti experience, where you're going to go by so fast that you're not going to be able to tell if they're moving or not.
Yeah, and you put a strobe light on those guys, it won't even matter.
Yeah. But we do think that there are additional figures going in, some of which will move along the track. So this is going to be a really heavily themed ride with lots of rock work, lots of scenery, and raptors.
Yep. Now, if the osprey would stop nesting at the top of the top hat, I think this is the fourth time that they've returned. We haven't had an update since we posted this last week. But they wrapped the coaster in blue tarp in order to kind of dissuade the Osprey from nesting there again. And it looks like they tore it all up. They're like, this is my house. I live here.
I think they're going to end up having to send Fabio on the first test train to take care
of
this.
No.
It's the only way.
Oh, geez. We're going to see that video on the internet somewhere after it opens. It's going to be everywhere. You can also, in this update, see cast team members who signed the beams, which is always a cool little tradition for when these coasters go up. We're still waiting on an opening date or even an announcement for this bad boy.
September might be a good month to make some sort of announcement.
Sure, something, anything.
Could be. You never know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Then what if they finish it and they just let it sit there? That would be so cool.
Well, there's an awful lot of rock work that's got to get done.
Yeah.
You can see there's a lot of bare steel, and this is still got a ways to go, even though the track looks like it's pretty much done. There's a lot of work to be done and a lot of testing to be done. So I'd say by spring of 2021, we can all start talking about Velocicoaster Watch. Hashtag.
Will you be camping out in Jurassic Park waiting for it?
Absolutely. I did Potter. I did Kong. I can do this.
Yeah. Well, it's tradition at this point. Okay. Now we are finished with news in the queue.
Yay!
And for main attraction, something I never thought would happen in a million years. Listen. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. I'm kind of nervous, but they're going to let regular day guests, adults and children, wear costumes to the park starting September 15th for the Halloween season.
I'm sure nothing could go wrong.
Oh, absolutely not. No one posing for pictures or getting confused with character performers.
Right. To be clear, no full face masks, just coronavirus face masks.
Yes.
If you are, I believe, over the age of 14. But other than that, yeah, it's kind of unique because traditionally adults are banned from wearing any kind of costume inside the parks during the day. Even if you spend a whole bunch of money at Black Spire Outpost on Jedi robes, you're really not supposed to go wearing them around the park.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity for adults to go beyond Disney bounding and to go full on out with their costume in the parks.
I'm both excited and nervous because there will be people who will take it absolutely overboard. But I'm also excited to see what people create and bring because, excuse me, Halloween is nuts. For adult costumes. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Got a frog in my throat there.
I always wasn't Kermit.
No. not the new Kermit. I'm just kidding. Matt Vogel, you do a good job. But yeah, it'll be nice to see people get to do something besides Disney bounding because that even that has been stretched kind of thin, like towing the line of costume and not costume.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine people who have been cooped up, wanting a creative outlet are going to go all out doing costumes this year.
Yeah, you've got like 2 weeks to come up with something good. Go ahead.
And I'm also looking forward to seeing the decoration. You know, in the park. It won't be the same as seeing it after dark when it's all lit up. Because the park's going to close before sunset, I believe, every night of the event. But, you know, we'll still at least get to see the pumpkins on the lampposts on Main Street.
Yeah, I know that was a concern for some, whether they would decorate or not. So the decor will go up on the 15th as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be in the area, you can go enjoy that. They also showed off some delicious treats, which look really good. I'm especially feeling this waffle sundae thing.
Yeah, I believe that's a pumpkin spice waffle. With ice cream. And yeah, that's pretty tempting.
It looks so good. I love the balloon popcorn buckets. I think this is so cute. Yeah, it looks delicious. I'm really excited. Can't wait to see the park go up for Halloween. It'll make it feel somewhat normal in a way.
Our abnormal normal.
Yeah.
New normal. Yeah, you know, we've been talking about what are we going to do for trick or treat, or, you know,
yeah,
we're going to have people in the neighborhood. And so, you know, it's at least there'll be one place that we know we can go and get a little taste of Halloween.
Yeah, that'll be very, very nice. And they'll have a cavalcade, too, a Halloween themed cavalcade. So that'll be cute.
And I personally, I'm a big fan of these character cavalcades. I like not standing around waiting for a parade to start and having it just be spontaneous and kind of random.
Yeah. Well, then you avoid the whole trying to find a good spot and hoping no one sneaks up and stands in front of you 2 minutes before it starts.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think the one thing I'm sad about is that the projection show that we were supposed to get is not a thing, because I was really excited about that ever since they launched Happily Ever After. I was like, this is cool, but man, I can't wait to see what they do for Halloween.
We got to go out to California last year see both the Oogie Boogie Party with their Halloween World of Color, and also they added some projections to Main Street to go with the Hallowishes that they do out there with Jack Skellington. And it was just fantastic. So I can't wait to see. I believe maybe part of this Project Nugget for Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary is getting new projection mapping on the streets of Main Street, USA.
I would die.
Can't wait to see something like that.
Keeping my fingers crossed, because before all of this happened, we wanted to plan like a big 50th anniversary trip and come down there for next year. Maybe Tron will be open by then. Maybe Universal will have announced VelociCoaster by then. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but I'm really excited for Halloween.
Yeah.
Even if we probably won't have any trick-or-treaters. Yeah. But that's really it. This was a really short episode.
I feel like we just blew through all the material this week.
What happened?
And can I just throw in a really quick Halloween postscript?
Yeah.
Which is Universal released an album, an actual vinyl record album of Halloween Horror Nights music. And it was timed for the 30th anniversary, but it, you know, music from Midnight Syndicate, going back through all the years of Halloween. And that thing sold out within hours. It was a surprise release. I don't think anyone knew it was coming out. And by the end of the day, you know, I heard it was 500 copies, maybe, that were all gone within hours. But I do hear that they are looking at a way to make more copies available. So keep an eye online if you're a big Halloween Horror Nights music fan.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to pull up a picture for you guys so you can see. Look at that. Candy apple red translucent vinyl, two sides. A lot of it is pre HHN 20, I think. Mm-hmm. It looks awesome. Custom vinyl is so hard and expensive to do, so I'm really surprised that they did this.
And it was an extremely reasonable price. You know, really? I think I think it was $30, maybe.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Wow.
And I've seen it going for up to 10 times that much on eBay already.
Oh no.
So hopefully they'll find some way, you know, whether it's digital or vinyl or whatever. You know, I know it's not easy to just do another print run of those kind of things. But hopefully they'll find a way to make more of those available, because I know a lot of fans love that music.
Yeah. And if you want to listen to it, I believe it's on Spotify. If you subscribe to that service, I believe that they put all that music up there for you.
I wasn't able to get it myself. I was in another theme park when I saw that it was on sale.
Oh,
I wasn't
no.
able to get there in time. But I satisfied my HHN cravings by watching Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure over the weekend. So,
have you watched the new one yet?
I have not. I'm waiting for the right time when I can buy it and sit down and watch it on my big screen.
Nice.
hopefully this week.
Everyone says it's good, but that it ends really suddenly.
Well, maybe there'll be a fourth one.
Maybe. It made $1 million over this past week, and it made like $1 million, and most of that came from drive-ins, which is crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Great.
So it did really well.
I don't know if it's playing in any drive-ins here in Florida, but that would be a fun movie to see with a crowd and a drive-in.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. Well, hopefully, I don't know. That would be awesome. I'll have to watch it too. I've only ever seen Excellent Adventure. I haven't seen the other one.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go, I think, when we're done talking now, and watch Bogus Journey just to refresh.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, Seth, if you would, tell the folks at home where they can find you on the interwebs.
Yeah, you can find me at S. Kuberski, or better yet, at the UG Series. That's on Twitter or on Instagram, and our website is theunofficialguides.com.
Excellent. And you can find me at Brittany Tuttle. That's BRITTANITUTTLE. Yes, it's spelled funny, on Twitter and Instagram. And occasionally on twitch.tv/BrittPlays, as well as attractionsmagazine.com, at attractions on Twitter, at attractionsmagazine on Instagram, and of course, youtube.com/attractionsmagazine. And if you are interested in more theme park news, including stories you can't get on the website, our fall issue is coming up. I just submitted my column for this issue. You can sign up to be a subscriber on the website. We've got three different tiers for you that you can pick between basic, club, and VIP. And if you pick club or VIP, you get your name announced on the podcast the week after you subscribe. And we have two this week. So I would like to give a big thank you to Melissa Rawls for club, signing up for club. Thank you so much. Your support means the world to us. And Nero Sananayake, I'm so sorry. First of all, second of all, thank you for subscribing to VIP. Holy crap. I hope you enjoy it and get your big mystery merch box full of stuff. There's a lot of good things in there often.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for subscribing. And until next week, I hope you guys stay safe, wear your mask, but most of all, have fun. See you guys.
Bye.